702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's look at stories from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, before the trial of Oscar Pistorius, this was the one. The trial of the century, it was dubbed. The death of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, there are one or two parallels, aren't there? Absolutely. O.J. was an extraordinary character in that he was basically loved universally until 1994 as a football star. As a running back for the Buffalo Bills, he was some of his records still stand. He was an extraordinary athlete. He actually quit quite early to become an actor and model and face of all sorts of companies across America. And as an actor, he was pretty good. Capricorn One, I remember him being rather good in, as well as the Naked Gun films, where I think he played the straight man to some extent. But suddenly, his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman, were found dead. And rather than hang around, he jumped into his Ford Bronco, took off down the highway, and the whole world watched as he was pursued by multiple police patrol cars. Ultimately, he gave himself up. And then his trial, the extraordinary try on the glove, it was too small, it was too tight. If it don't fit, you must acquit. All that stuff going on with the trial, televised around the world again. He was ultimately found not guilty, but then a civil case found him liable for the killings. He was also then sentenced to 33 years in jail for his part in an armed robbery. He said the things that he was trying to take back were his in the first place. That didn't entirely wash, as he turned up in a hotel with some armed mates. All in all, an extraordinary double life, almost a triple life, really, for OJ. The juice, as many have called him. Diagnosed with prostate cancer, he's now died at the age of 76. And whilst once upon a time, everyone loved him. Then at the trial, Black America thought he was innocent. White America thought he was guilty, to be a bit general about it. Now, his legacy is very few people are standing up and mourning and bursting into tears. He does seem to have gone to his grave with an enormous cloud over his name.
Talking of a fall from grace, Adam, let's go to Vietnam now, where a billionaire faces the death penalty.
An extraordinary case. This is one of the greatest bank frauds that the world has ever seen. And Vietnam has been hounding people out. The Blazing Furnaces anti-corruption campaign, as it's been called, in communist Vietnam. And 85 people have stood trial. Some have been given 15, 20-year jail terms. But the ringleader, as it were, the woman responsible for the fraud by and large, was Triong Mai Lan, who's now been charged with a death penalty for taking $44 billion in loans, a lot of it lost forever, seemingly. The stakes were high. 10 state prosecutors, 200 lawyers involved, 104 boxes of evidence weighing 6 tons. Triong Mai Lan now faces the death penalty. Will they put her to death? We are talking about a country that is no nonsense about these things, but at the same time, they would never get the money back if indeed she does meet her death at the state's hands. We shall see.
Do not pass begin. Do not collect your 200 rand. Go straight to jail. Tell me about Monopoly as a film, Adam.
Yeah, Monopoly the movie. I mean, who'd have thought of that? But then who'd have thought of the film's Transformers? I mean, it's a toy, for goodness sake. Tomb Raider, Mario, Cluedo, G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane, Gran Turismo, and of course, Barbie, the movie. I mean, who can make a film out of a plastic doll that's been around for 60 years, and yet Barbie wowed the world? And now the star of Barbie, Margot Robbie's production company, is involved in Monopoly, the movie. A production company, Lucky Chap, is behind this, along with Hasbro, the U.S. toy company. They're not short on a bit of product placement, are they, in Hollywood films these days? It does feel like Hollywood runs out of material and then they find new ways of doing it. No word on the plot or script, or indeed if the actors will play the parts of the dog, Iron or Top Hat. Who's your money on to be the battleship or the old boot? I'm thinking Dame Maggie Smith might enter at this point. But you do wonder sometimes, is this creative or is this just looking around the room and saying, let's make a film out of my wife's slippers? That'll work.
Will Snoop Dogg be involved in this movie, I wonder, Adam? Leave it there for this morning's World View.